We're hearing an arrangement of Polka Dots and Moonbeams performed here from a recording featuring Tommy Dorsey. A number of commentators consider that Tommy Dorsey's association with this song is foundational. His orchestra was the first to record and release the song, turning it into a hit. This recording took place on March 4, 1940, and the song became Frank Sinatra's first hit with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. It reached number 18 on the charts that year. The commentators report that Sinatra famously credited Tommy Dorsey's smooth legato trombone playing on this and other ballads for teaching him the breath discipline necessary to sustain long musical phrases. The original 1940 recording features a signature vocal and trombone blend characteristic of Dorsey's romantic swing-era style. Decades later, Sinatra recorded a new version for his 1961 tribute album, I Remember Tommy, which aimed to recapture the spirit of the original Dorsey arrangement.
Country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard an, oh, beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed dream. The music started and was I the perplexed one. I held my breath and said, may I have the next one? In my frightened arms, polka dots and moonbeams sparkled on a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated over the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the words ever after, and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss the pug-nosed dream.
Frank Sinatra with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, a recording from March 1940, and it became a hit for Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and it launched Frank Sinatra. It was his first hit with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. This is an arrangement of Polka Dots and Moonbeams from the album featuring Jimmy Cobb, released in 2020 by Outside In Music. The album features a quintet, and that includes Will Anderson, alto saxophone, Peter Anderson, tenor saxophone, Jimmy Cobb, the legendary drummer for Miles Davis's Kind of Blue album, Jeb Patton, piano, and David Wong, bass. The tune was written by Jimmy Van Heusen with lyrics by Johnny Burke. And this version, the one we're hearing right now, is described as a mellow piece with an otherwise high-energy bebop set. And critics have noted that Will Anderson's performance here, they call it one of the finest renditions of this standard, highlighting the quintet's ability to balance intricate swing with delicate balladry. We could draw a family tree if we wanted to. the Dorseys and their connection to Scranton, the band leader Vince Giordano, connected to a whole generation of phenomenal young musicians like Will and Peter Anderson. They're all tied to the region by Cheryl Boga, founder of performance music at the University of Scranton, who brings them and other first-class musicians to Scranton to perform. Cheryl is the mother of Joseph Boga, who is lead trumpet player in Vince Giordano's band, the Nighthawks, and great friends with the Andersons, and a fellow player in many gigs. There's a whole circle of trad jazz players, and they are extraordinary musicians, and they love the music they play. Vince Giordano is their mentor. He is someone who has been creating music for the marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Boardwalk Empire and so many other Hollywood and television projects because of his knowledge of and dedication to music of the 20s and 30s, music of the big bands. Will Anderson and Peter Anderson, brothers, are returning to Scranton to pay tribute to the Dorsey brothers, who were launched in their musical careers right here, playing with the Territory Band, the Scranton Sirens, celebrated bandleader and performer Vince Giordano, as we have said, was music director for WVIA's documentary film on the Scranton Sirens. And he will come up in the conversation we're about to hear. In fact, Peter Anderson actually performed on the soundtrack of the Sirens documentary, and a number of their circle of musicians are part of the band that Vince Giordano leads in New York. They play weekly, and that's the Nighthawks. So it's tomorrow evening, Saturday, January 31st. Performance Music at the University of Scranton will host these performers, Andersons, the Anderson Twin Septet, performing their acclaimed program, The Fabulous Dorseys. And that's to open the Performance Music Spring 2026 season. The performance begins at 7:30 p.m. in the Houlihan McLean Center, downtown Scranton. Admission is free. We had a chance to speak with Cheryl Boga. She is conductor and artistic director and founder of Performance Music at the University of Scranton, and joined by Janelle Decker here, who is Performance Music Executive Director, to talk about why it is they do what they do in bringing all these wonderful musicians to Scranton.
We are bringing these artists in because our students need to hear great artists. We have hundreds of kids going through our student ensembles every week, and they're from every major, and we have no music major. They just love to make music. And we're one of the very few places in the country, probably, but our guest artists tell us in the country, that students can come and, as non-majors, play in the highest level ensembles without audition, without being charged. So any kid that wants to make music can just come to us. If they play a band or orchestra instrument, they're in. We have every ability level you can imagine, and they support one another. And the PANS group, everybody's a beginner. So we have something for every student. And a lot of it, Erica, is that many of their majors, we had a lot of really smart kids that are in very demanding majors, where if you make a mistake, you can't make a mistake. Some of them go all day long and they can't make a mistake, or they, like, I don't know, blow up a lab or hurt a patient in a clinical or whatever. So I like to say we're the place they can come make mistakes, because, of course, what is rehearsal? But wanting to hear the mistakes, like as Whitnow used to say, identify your deficiencies, because otherwise you can't make them not deficiencies anymore. And there's just a freedom to be able to make those mistakes and have your mistakes celebrated.
Yeah, Erica, it's really something to behold. And I can't tell you just how blessed and truly grateful I am to be a part of this with Boga and work side by side with her. I consider her a lifelong friend. I've known her for probably more than half my life now. But, you know, as a mentor and my colleague, to show me firsthand what it means to uphold these incredible traditions of having guest artists here at the university and what they come to offer, not only our students, but to our community at large.
And I think with the guest artists, we're bringing them for our students, but it's silly to not share that with the community. Why would you not? Or share it with the local high school musicians. And so it isn't just for our kids, and it isn't for recruiting. It really is to make our entire community vibrant and alive with arts, because isn't that what university purpose in a community is, to uplift?
And you're starting this part of the season with an all-star lineup.
The Anderson Twins had a critically and popularly wildly acclaimed debut of this show at 59 East 59, 59 West 59. I always forget. I know where it is. The club. And they did it as a cabaret there almost. And it was just raved in all of the arts press. And they're going to bring that here to us because, of course, the subject of the show is the fabulous Dorseys. So they're bringing their septet and the twins.
So, yes, the Anderson Twins show, The Fabulous Dorseys, is going to bring to life the journey of the Dorsey brothers from their start right here in our coal region of NEPA as teenage professionals on the trombone and saxophone with the Scranton Sirens, and tracking their journey all the way through becoming nationally renowned in the Dorsey brothers band, all the way through their 1935 split up and their eventual reunion a decade or so later. And that's with the Anderson Twins and their band of New York's finest musicians coming in to show us all of that.
I think, you know, the Dorseys, of course, brothers bringing a show about brothers, right? How right. You know, Tommy was known for his smooth, clean trombone playing. He collaborated with Cy Oliver, the famous arranger, Buddy Rich, the young Frank Sinatra. Jimmy made his mark with virtuosic saxophone and clarinet with his own compositions. And his expertise put him in with Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman. He hired people like Dizzy Gillespie. He hired Dizzy Gillespie, right? Really amazing, because they split. They started out with their own group, and then there was a rift. And then they went in those directions, and each of them had distinctly separate and different careers. And then they came back together, full circle. They weren't twins, but they were very alike in their age, close in age, ambition, and their passion for making music. And Will and Pete are identical twins, inseparable. We've gotten calls from three media outlets because we sent out the release and the picture and saying, could you identify which is which? Luckily, I can. At the beginning, I couldn't. They have a Jesuit background because their dad was a faculty in an administrative position at Georgetown forever. But so they're identical twins, and they have played together forever. And they're among my son's closest friends now and colleagues. You know, Will is a permanent spot in the Nighthawks with Joseph. Pete is a maybe first call sub, high call sub. Joseph plays in their septet. But he and I both met them when Joseph was still in high school, because they came their first year in New York. Lauren Schoenberg, and I'm not sure if they met here or at the Frankie Manning Centennial Celebration, but Lauren with the Jazz Museum and Harlem All-Stars. Remember, Joseph, I used to take him all over the place because he played with them in high school, and the twins played with them their first year in New York. So they first came to Scranton, I think it was 2008, and they've been back probably 15 times because we love them. They're spectacular to deal with. They're incredible musicians, and we're excited they're coming back, and even more excited that we're talking about the Dorseys, who up here, they're kind of dabbling in their early careers was with Scranton Sirens. I was looking here for a quote that they have in the blurb for the show, and I found it. Their passion for music, both of them, ultimately led the Dorseys to split apart and forced them to find their own individual styles before they came back together. Will Peter and Will Anderson suffer the same fate as the Dorseys? Come check them out and decide for yourself. I think that's so funny.
And you can check them out because they will certainly be playing this tune. I'm getting sentimental over you. We just heard from Cheryl Boga, who is conductor and artistic director of performance music at the University of Scranton, and Janelle Decker, who is executive director of the program, inviting us tomorrow evening to attend a concert for free featuring the Andersons Septet, and the program is titled The Fabulous Dorseys. Well, we had a chance to actually connect with Will Anderson by phone yesterday and ask him about the program and the dedication of Will and Peter to the Dorseys.
Peter and I are from the D.C. area, and we were watching TV when we were in the third grade, and there's this commercial on television for a product that we loved called Chips Ahoy Cookies. And we were just kind of mesmerized by this commercial. And the soundtrack to that commercial was Benny Goodman's Sing, Sing, Sing. And so we really got captivated with 1930s big band swing and classic jazz from that era. And so that kind of got us started playing the clarinet. And so we got really into Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, Duke Ellington, Count Basie. And being in the D.C. area, there's a number of full-time professional service bands, and they play a lot of this music and kind of carry on the tradition of classic big band music. So we got really into that aesthetic and the sound. And as you know, Tommy Dorsey in particular, his name has kind of, I'd say, carried a little bit farther than Jimmy Dorsey's name, because his music was a little bit more commercial, and he just had a number of hits. And, you know, as a trombonist, it was really him and Glenn Miller kind of at the top of the charts. So Tommy Dorsey in particular, you know, with I'm Getting Sentimental Over You and Opus One, we were kind of introduced to his music pretty early on. But I didn't know about Jimmy Dorsey until much later, when I went to Juilliard, and my teacher at the time, his name was Joe Temperley. And his first assignment that he gave me was to learn a Jimmy Dorsey solo called Oodles of Noodles. And it's got a funny name to it, but it really kind of accentuates Jimmy Dorsey's virtuosic skills on the saxophone. And so we're going to play that one on the concert.
That's terrific. How did you come to know the connection to Northeastern Pennsylvania? Did that come with your research?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, the Dorsey brothers are, they're from Shenandoah, and their first big, I'd say their first big territory band job was with the Scranton Sirens. So they actually, they have a personal kind of a career connection to Scranton in particular. But when my brother and I present concerts and we're generally kind of focusing on the music of either a composer or a performer, we always like to delve in and do a little bit of research. So as part of our concert, we're going to be talking about Tommy and Jimmy and how their lives were similar and different. And so a big part of their career trajectory before they made it to New York was the territory band of the Scranton Sirens.
Well, when you come and you do this then, you play the Oodles of Noodles, and you also have some narrative that you do.
Yeah, well, mainly but just be telling the story. We'll have a 7-piece ensemble. It'll be bass, drums, piano, trumpet, trombone, and saxophone and clarinet. And so my brother and I have arranged the music to really kind of keep the same quality as the big band music, but tear it down a little bit. And yeah, kind of in between the selections, we'll be telling anecdotes and interesting stories about the Dorsey.
Please tell us who will be with you.
Great. Well, yeah, Joe Boga is going to be joining us on trumpet, and he's been a friend of ours for many years, and he actually plays lead trumpet with Vince Giordano's band. So, yeah, just his aesthetic and his expertise is second to none in this music. And we'll also have a great pal of ours by the name of Matt Musselman on the trombone. And my brother and I actually went to high school with Matt in the D.C. area, so we've known him since we were in the 9th grade. So that's really fun to have him with us. And as far as getting that singing trombone sound that Tommy Dorsey got, Matt is just a sight to see. So he's going to steal the show, I have a feeling. And then Alex Raderman on the drums, Clovis Nicholas on the bass, and Brian Reeder on the piano. Another couple of our friends that we went to Juilliard with and guys that we play with all the time.
When I had a chance to interview Vince Giordano, and the question that came up is about the whole idea of playing music from that era, and you all play it sincerely, from your hearts, and with complete respect, even though it's 2020.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, that music, which really started kind of in the late 20s, where the Great American Songbook and the jazz musicians kind of joined forces at the same time as Fletcher Henderson and Benny Goodman and Duke Ellington were forming kind of larger ensembles, which in a way is kind of the American contribution to instrumental music. You know, kind of Europe created the symphony orchestra, but America really created the jazz big band, the jazz ensemble. So I've been listening to these recordings since I was 8 years old, and to get to be able to play with Vince's band, where all the musicians, they've just dedicated their lives to bringing that music to life, it's really refreshing.
The fact is that you and Peter are brothers, and so were the Dorseys. How do you treat that in this program?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, the Dorseys had a very complicated relationship. They grew up together, obviously. Their father was a very strict music teacher. And so I think early on, there was definitely some fierce competition between the two of them. And I think my brother and I have always had that. Maybe not unfriendly, but, you know, throughout our time in school and performing, we've always had friendly competition. It's always, you know, remained positive. We've had each other to learn from. I mean, that's been valuable. So the Dorseys were certainly the same. And I think that getting along with your brother when you're kind of in the same field and you have the same circle of friends, it's not always easy. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the story of the Dorseys, because they didn't always play together, and there was kind of a rift between them. But it's a little bit of a happy ending between the two of them. And so I think we can relate to the Dorseys in that way, because we co-lead a band together like the Dorseys did for a while as well.
Will Anderson, who will perform in Scranton tomorrow evening, his brother Peter Anderson with him, and they will lead their septet. they will perform their acclaimed program titled The Fabulous Dorseys at the University of Scranton, performance music at the University of Scranton series, Spring 2026, the opener. The Houlihan McLean Center is the site, Mulberry Street and Jefferson Avenue in downtown Scranton. Admission is free. Peter and Will Anderson are two of the most extraordinary jazz woodwind players today. They have played with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra, with Wycliffe Gordon, Cecile McLaurin, Salvant, Paquito de Rivera, Wynton Marsalis, and they can be heard on the 2014 Grammy-winning soundtrack of HBO's Boardwalk Empire, again with Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. They've headlined at Carnegie Hall, the Blue Note, Jazz at Lincoln Center, the New Orleans Jazz Festival, and many other sites. They've even been on public radio. They played with Prairie Home Companion Radio, Garrison Keillor, on that program. They've toured the world, and their film credits include as well The Revolutionary Road, Killers of the Flower Moon, as we said, Boardwalk Empire, and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And they will be here tomorrow evening at 7:30, presenting The Fabulous Dorseys, that's the title of the program, with their septet. And it's 7:30 p.m. in the Houlihan McLean Center, Mulberry Street and Jefferson Avenue in downtown Scranton. Admission is free. And as we all know, the legendary Dorsey brothers, Jimmy and Tommy, began their professional careers performing with the popular local band, the Scranton Sirens, at venues such as Scranton's historic Hotel Casey in the early 20s, before relocating to New York and rising to fame as big band leaders. A mural of the brothers was completed in 2024, honoring their connection to the area. And you can see it at 217 Wyoming Avenue in Scranton. And we even suggested to Will on the phone that he and Peter might want to have a photo taken right in front of that tremendous mural by Eric Bussert. And of course, the Dorsey brothers are from Schuylkill County. For more information on the web, it's scranton.edu/music.